Software supply chain failures is new in name, but not in spirit. This category replaces what the 2021 list called vulnerable and outdated components, and the rename is doing real work. The old name focused on pin the right version. The new name acknowledges that the risk extends across the entire process of building, distributing, and updating software. And the 2025 data backs up the concern. 50% of community survey respondents rated supply chain as their number one risk, and this category has the highest average incidence rate of any at 5.19%. So let's talk about what supply chain failures actually look like, and the attacks that made this category impossible to ignore. Four real-world attacks to ground the concept. In 2019, the SolarWinds supply chain attack. Attackers compromised the build server for SolarWinds Orion, inserting malicious code into routine software updates. When roughly 18,000 organizations installed the trusted update, they unknowingly deployed backdoors into their networks. Government agencies, Fortune 500 companies, one of the largest supply chain attacks in history. In 2021, Log4Shell, a zero-day remote code execution vulnerability in Apache Log4j, a library used by a staggering percentage of Java applications. Attackers could trigger the exploit by getting any part of an application to log a specially crafted string, which would then execute arbitrary code. The vulnerability was blamed for ransomware, crypto mining, and widespread attack campaigns for months. In 2025, the Bybit cryptocurrency theft. A wallet software vendor was compromised, and the malicious code was conditional. It only executed when a specific target wallet was in use. That patience paid off. The attacker stole $1.5 billion in cryptocurrency. Also in 2025, the Shai-Hu Lud NPM worm. The first successful self-propagating worm in the NPM ecosystem. Malicious versions of popular packages used post-install scripts to harvest developer secrets, detect NPM tokens in the victim's environment, and automatically publish malicious versions of any package the victim had access to. It reached over 500 package versions before the ecosystem could contain it. Not theoretical, active, fast-moving, and specifically targeting developers. So how do these attacks succeed? A few common patterns. Lack of component tracking. Most applications depend on dozens of direct dependencies, which depend on hundreds of transitive ones. Without a software bill of materials, or SBOM, you don't actually know what's running in your production. Trust in unvetted sources. Downloading packages from public registries without verifying signatures or provenance. To post-squatting, where a malicious package is named almost but not quite like a popular one, waiting for a developer to mistype. Dependency confusion, where an internal package name is also registered on the public registry, and the build system grabs the wrong one. Weak C/CD security. The pipeline that builds your production artifacts often has less security than the production systems themselves. A compromised build pipeline can inject malicious code into every deployment from then on. So how do you defend against this category? Generate and maintain an SBOM. OWASP dependency track and OWASP dependency check are widely used. Track both direct and transitive dependencies. An SBOM isn't a one-time snapshot. It's a living inventory you update every build. Verify what you're installing. Prefer signed packages. Pull from official registries over secure links. Deliberately choose dependency versions and only upgrade when needed, not automatically. Harden your C/CD. Enable MFA on every repository and registry. Protect branches. Enforce separation of duties so no single individual can write code and promote it to production without review. Use tamper-evident logs. Sign your build artifacts and verify those signatures before deployment. Monitor continuously. Subscribe to CVE feeds. Watch the Open Source Vulnerabilities Database. When a new vulnerability affects a dependency you use, you want to know within hours, not weeks. And stage your rollouts. Don't update every system simultaneously. Use canary deployments so a bad update hits a small slice before the blast zone widens. Supply chain attacks are not going away. The attack surface is every package you import, every vendor you trust, every build system you run. The defense is disciplined at every stage, plus an S-bomb so you actually know what you're running.